今天我们是双语的联合崇拜，很高兴今天我们从 ACC 请来了 Youth Pastor Daniel N。 但是他今天告诉我，他用笔写了很好的一个中文名字，他的名字叫武建光。我不太了解他，我想在他讲到的时候他会跟我们介绍他自己。好，我们接着用掌声来欢迎他。
Good afternoon, everybody.
下午好的。
My name is Daniel. I'm the newest pastor at Austin Chinese Church.
我的名字是 Daniel An, 是 ACC 最新的牧师。
And I really appreciate this opportunity for me to just share with you something that God's been putting on my heart recently.
我非常荣幸今天下午可以跟大家分享上帝放在我心上的话。
So before we begin, let's pray.
我们开始一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much that you brought us here, that we can worship you. I pray that we can really be ready to listen to what you have for us through this passage this morning. And Lord, I pray that you would be very pleased with the words that come out of my mouth, that everybody here would hear the message that you want them to hear.
天父，我们感谢你，今天让我们一起来敬拜你。愿你的话进入我们受教的耳朵，也让你的话经过Pastor Daniel 的口，成为我们的祝福。谢谢天父。
Thanks, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
谢谢天父，奉耶稣名，阿门。
So 2 months ago, I moved here from California. How many of you have lived in California? All right.
两个月以前，我从加州搬来这里。在这有许多是从加州来的。
I moved to California in 2006, and when I moved there, I didn't know the roads there.
我2006时候搬去加州，那时候我并不熟悉那里的路况。
So I bought myself a GPS device, a global positioning system for my car.
我给自己买了一个 GPS.
I love my GPS.
我非常喜欢我的 GPS.
It has maps, it gives me directions. I don't have to worry about getting lost.
它给我地图，也给我指引方向，所以我不用担心迷路。
But my favorite thing about the GPS is that it has a yellow pages built into it.
我最喜欢的是这个 GPS 有商用的黄页在里面。
So it has listings of gas stations, different businesses like restaurants and supermarkets that I can just look up and find, and it'll navigate for me there.
在里面有加油站和常用的的商店，像餐馆啊，所以我不用担心他会帮我找到。
So one time before my wife and I were married, when we were dating, we were trying to find Marie calendars.
在我结婚以前，我和我的太太试图找到 Marie calendar 那个店。
I think they just had this last month, but many of you know that Marie Callender's has their pie sale when all their pies are on sale.
大家可能熟悉 Marie Callender 常常有那个pie 的减价。
And so we find one on the GPS and we start navigating there. So I'm driving there and we start to talk about Marie Callender's.
我们在 GPS 上找到了一家 Marie Callender's, 所以我就开车去那里。路上我们也在聊这家店。
And as we start talking about it, we get really excited because we start talking about which ones are our favorites and who we're going to share them with.
我们在开车的时候就在聊哪一种 pie 是我们最喜欢的，我们要和谁一起分享。
And we pull up when the GPS says two very sweet sounding words, destination reached.
我们开进了停车场，当 GPS 说目的地到达。
But when we get there, something doesn't seem right.
当我们到的时候，看起来有些不对。
There's no cars in the parking lot. The lights are out, and the doors are closed.
到了那里，停车场没有车子，那个门是关着，也没有灯。
We find out that this Marie Callender's was out of business.
我们发现这个 Marie Callender 已经关闭了。
But it was closed after the GPS was made.
这家店是在我的 GPS 有的之前就之后关掉了。
We really wanted pie, but the opportunity was not there.
我们实在是很想得到一个派，但是机会没有了。
And we were really disappointed. I mean, the door was closed. The way was blocked.
我们实在是非常失望，店门关了。
You know, I think many of us know what it's like to have a closed door in our lives. And I think that many times it's worse than not getting pie.
我相信我们在座的很多人都在生活中都有这样的经历，当机会的门向你关闭的时候，那个感觉比没有得到一个派更糟糕。
An opportunity that you thought would be there but was not. The way was blocked.
你以为可以得到的机会已经没有了，道路给阻。
Maybe when you're a student, you were really smart and you did well in school and you got the great SAT score.
你可能是一个学生，在学校功课成绩都非常好， SAT 的成绩也非常的高。
And everybody said, you know what? I think you're good enough to go to Stanford.
好像所有的人都说你太棒了，你可以去斯坦福大学。
And your teachers are telling you that too, and your friends too.
你的老师、你的同学都这样对你说。
And you start to believe it yourself.
你开始也自己觉得是这样的。
And you start to fantasize about what it would be like for you to get that acceptance letter, go to Stanford.
你开始想象，当我拿到录取通知的时候，去到斯坦福是会是什么样一个情景？
Man, wouldn't it be great if I went to that school and graduated and got a great job?
我要是去到那个学校，在那里毕业，得一个好工作，那是多棒啊！
And then because of my great education.I would get promoted right away and I would become president of the company and then eventually I could take over the world.
可能因为我很好的教育，我可能很快就可以爬上公司总裁的位置，很快我就可以掌控全世界了。
You're really excited about this opportunity.
你实在是为这个机会非常的兴奋。
One day you come from home from school and your mom says, hey, you got a letter from Stanford.
有一天你下学回家，你妈妈告诉你斯坦福给你一个信。
And you're excited, and you run open and you rip open that envelope.
你实在太激动，赶紧撕开了信封。
But when you read it,
当你读的时
候， your spirit just drops.
你的心情一落千丈。
It's a rejection letter.
那是一个回绝的信。
You didn't get in.
你没有被录取。
The door was closed. You really wanted to go, but the opportunity was not there.
门向你关闭了，你实在非常想去，但是机会不在。
And you were really disappointed.
你实在太失望了。
Let's say that you were really interested in somebody romantically.
或者我们说你实在对一个人有一些浪漫的情感。
This person is a good friend of yours. You get along great, and best of all, they love God and they want to serve Him too.
这个人是你的朋友，更要紧的是他也爱主，愿意一起侍奉。
And you start talking, and you know what? You start to date. You start going out. You're a boyfriend and girlfriend.
你们开始约会，像男女朋友一样出去。
And you start to fantasize about what it would be like to be married to this person.
你可能开始幻想，如果跟这个人结婚以后的生活会是什么样的。
How much you would enjoy spending the rest of your life with this person and living happily ever after.
和这个人一起生活会是多么愉快，永永远远的一起开心。
But one day your friend tells you, you know, it's over. We can't do this anymore. I don't want to be in this relationship anymore.
但是有一天这个人告诉你，我们的关系需要结束，我们不会再像以前这样了。
And you break up and you are so heartbroken.
你们分手了，你的心破碎了。
You really wanted to marry that person, but the opportunity was not there.
你实在很想与那个人结婚，可是机会不在了。
The way was blocked.
路给
The door was closed.
门关闭了。
Let's say there's a job that you really wanted.
或者我说有一个工作实在是你非常想要的。
And you've been working really hard, and the boss likes you, and everybody says, you know what, you're going to get that promotion, you're going to get that job.
你的老板也非常欣赏你的工作，你的同事也说， 你实在工作很棒，你会得到这个升迁的机会。
And you're starting to believe it too. I deserve that job. I'm gonna get that good job.
啊，你开始也自己相信啊，我不错，我会得到这个升迁的职分。
And you start to fantasize about what it would be like to have that job.
你开始幻想，当你得到这个新的工作的时候，会是什么个样子
？To have that impressive title on your business card and that your own office.
你想象你会有一个新的名片，上面有一个非常吸引人的职位，你也有了自己的办公室。
And then one day you find out that they gave that job to somebody else.
但是有一天你发现这个工作给了别人。
And you're disappointed.
你非常失望。
In fact, you're angry.
实际上你很生气。
You're the best person for that job. Why did they give that job to somebody else? That's not fair.
你觉得你是最称职的。为什么他们把这个工作给了别人
？You really wanted that job, but the opportunity was not there.
你实在很想得到这个工作，但是机会不在。
Today we're going to be talking about closed doors in our lives, and we're going to see, in the Bible, people who encounter closed doors.
今天我们要讲，关闭的门，我们也看看圣经上面是怎么说的。
And we're going to see how they respond, what happens to them.
我们看看。当道路被阻拦的时候，他们是怎样回应的
？And along the way, we're going to answer the question: Why does God close doors in the first place？
在这个过程中，我们会思考为什么上帝会把道路拦阻了。
Before we turn to our passage, a little background.
我们在看经文之前，我们看一下经文的背景。
Paul and his companions know that God wants them to preach the gospel to people.
保罗和他的同伴知道上帝的心意是要他们去传福音。
Before he ascended back into heaven, Jesus told his disciples, "You will be my witnesses in Judea, in Samaria, in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
他们知道在耶稣升天之前给他们说，你要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
So Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria had heard the gospel already.
在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚已经听到了福音。
So here they are. They're going to the ends of the earth.
他们从这里开始要去到地极。
So will you turn with me to Acts chapter 16?
我们打开圣经《使徒行传》十六章。
The New Testament goes Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then the big book of Acts.
新约是从马太、马可、路加、约翰四个福音后面就是使徒行传。
Acts chapter 16, we'll be reading from verse 6.
使徒行传十六章，我们要从第六节开始读。
Now I'm going to be using the stage as an illustration of the map that they're going through. Okay, so will you bear with me here?
我会用这个讲台把它当作是一个地图，所以大家可以看到他们的路程。
Let's say this piano and this organ is Israel. Okay?
This 我们假设这个钢琴是耶路撒冷。
Let's say this is Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. This area right here.
在钢琴的附近，我们说这个地方是耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
And so now, Paul and his companions are going to the ends of the earth.
保罗和他的同伴要从这里通往地极。
So they start walking and they start going in a northwest direction, which would be this way.
他们向西北走，那就是这个方向。
And this is where we pick up the story, verse 6.
这是我们故事的开始，在十六章的第六节。
Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia.Having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗吕加、加勒泰一带的地方。
Here it is. Here's the closed door. They were in Phrygia and Galatia, but they wanted to go preach in the province of Asia.
他们在弗吕加和加拉太一带的地方，他们想要去亚细亚 的境内传道，但是他们不可以去。
Now, this is Asia Minor. This is not Asia as in China, Korea, Japan. This is Asia Minor, which is an area that would become modern day Turkey.
这是小亚细亚，不是我们讲的中国、韩国这些地方，在当今的时代就是土耳其。
And so here they are in Phrygia and Galatia because God didn't let them go into Asia.
现在他们是在弗里加和加拉太一带的地方，因为上帝不允许他们去到小亚细亚。
So on a little map, this way is west, right? And so they are going in this area and they try to enter Asia Minor, which is to the south.
他们在弗里加加拉太一的地方，如果向南走就可以到小亚细亚，但是向西是朝那个植物的方向。
And they try to go into Asia Minor, and this is what the Bible says. It says the Spirit kept them from preaching the word there.
他们想要去小亚细亚，圣经上说耶稣的灵却不许。
Now some of you are wondering how could the Spirit stop them from preaching there.
有些人可能会想说，耶稣的灵怎么不许他们去呢？
We don't really know.
我们不知道。
Maybe when they tried to enter Asia, there was a bridge they had to cross, and the bridge was broken.
也许当他们想要进入小亚细亚的时候，通往那里的一个桥坏掉了。
Maybe when they were about to enter Asia Minor, they heard a small voice saying, "Don't go there. I don't want you to go there."
也许是当他们想要进入小亚细亚的时候，有一个微小的声音告诉他们不要去那里。
All we know is that the Bible says specifically that the Holy Spirit kept them from preaching in Asia.
但是我们实在是知道是圣经上说是耶稣的灵阻止他们去。
Now, you can just imagine Paul and his companions who were traveling all the way this way and getting ready to preach.
你可以想象耶稣和他的同伴走了那么长的路，要去那准备好要去那里传道。
And they were prepared, and they were ready, and they were willing to preach the good news to people.
他们准备了，也预备好了，也非常愿意的要去那里传道。
And then the Holy Spirit stops them from going there.
但是圣灵阻止了他们去那里。
Now you can imagine that they would be confused or maybe a little frustrated.
你可以想象，也许他们有一些疑惑，甚至有一些沮丧。
Why did you block that way, God? We really wanted to go and preach the gospel.
上帝为什么拦阻我们呢？我们实在想要去那里传福音。
I mean, what's wrong with what we're doing? We're doing a good thing. We want to love people.
我们做的事有什么错呢？我们实在是爱他们那里的人呢。
And so you can imagine, just like you would be confused and frustrated when a door is closed in your life, Paul and his companions probably were too.
你可以想象，当机会的门向你关闭的时候，你有多沮丧和失望，保罗和他的同伴那时也是一样的心情。
But they don't stop there, they keep going west.
他们没有停止在那里，他们继续向西走。
And they travel throughout that region and they encounter an area called Bithynia.
他们向西走，经过了美西亚。
Now, they had been denied to the south in Asia Minor, right?Now, we're going to go west, and we're going to encounter an area called Bithynia, which is to the north, which is this way.
他们继续向西走的时候，因为他们不可以向南去小亚细亚，所以他们想要往南去经过美西亚。
Verse 7. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia that way. But the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to.
在第七节说，到了美西亚边境，他们想要往比推尼去，就是北边，耶稣的灵却不许。
Now, once again, we know that it's God who stops them from going to preach somewhere. This time is to the north in Bithynia.
我们知道上这次他们上帝又阻止他们要去一个地方传道，那就是北边的比推尼。
Maybe the Roman government was charging some kind of tax to go into Bithynia, and they just couldn't pay for it.
也许是罗马的政府 要收很收税，如果你要进比推尼去的话。
Or maybe when they were approaching Bithynia, they actually heard a really loud, audible voice from heaven saying, "Do not go there."
也许他们是要往比推尼去的时候，他们听见了天上来的大的声音说不要去那里。
But we know it's the spirit that says that tells them not to go there. We know it's the spirit that stops them.
那我们却知道是圣灵阻止他们去。
And so you can imagine they were denied to the south, and now they're going west, and they were denied to the north again.
所以我们知道他们开始往西走，想往南去，不可以。他们继续朝西向北，又不可以。
And these men are frustrated. They were denied to the south, and they're going west, and they're probably practicing how to preach the gospel, and they're working on their preaching and everything, and they're ready and they're willing.
他们在向西的路途当中，他们训练自己怎样传福音，也预备好，也非常有热心要去传。但是却不可以。
And so when God closes the door to the north, they probably got really frustrated.
当上帝又关闭了向北的门的时候，他们可能是非常的沮丧。
Maybe even angry at God.
也许他们甚至会向上帝有怒气。
Why did you close that door? We've been walking so far, we're so ready to preach the gospel to people, we're trying to do something good, and yet you won't let us, God.
他们可能会跟上帝说，我们都已经预备好了，我们很有热心，为什么你们不让，为什么你不让我们去呢？
Can you start to sense the frustration that might be in these men's hearts?
你是不是可以开始有一对他们的沮丧和失望有一点感觉呢？
When you face a closed door in your life, an opportunity that you thought was not there, you probably respond the same way.
当你看见机会的门向你关掉，门关掉，机会不在的时候，你可能跟他们一样，也经历到这样的懊恼和沮丧。
So after they've been denied to the south, after they've been denied to the north, they keep going west, and they walk and they walk and they walk.
他们不可以向南，也不可以向北，所以他们继续向西走啊走啊。
And they finally end up at a little town called Troas.
最后他们一直走到了特洛亚。
Now, before we read the verse, a little background on Troas. Troas was a port city, which means that it was on the water.
特洛亚是一个港口城市，就是在水边。
And if you think about it, they've been walking west and they've been denied in either other direction and they're continuing to walk west because there's nowhere else to go.
他们因为不可以朝南也不可以朝北，所以只是朝西，直到没有别的地方可以去了。
And then finally they reach the end of the earth. This is water. They can't walk any more than this.
最后他们走到了陆地的尽头，那前面就是水了，他们不可以再走了。
And so here they are in Troas, and you can imagine they're probably frustrated, maybe angry, maybe even fighting with each other.
你可以想象在特洛亚他们可能非常沮丧懊恼，甚至他们可能彼此争论吵架。
Maybe we're not really supposed to do this whole missionary thing. I mean, we're not really good at this and God keeps stopping us from doing it.
我们也许根本就不应该出来做这个宣教，可能上帝根本就不喜欢我们做这事。
They're probably arguing, they probably have no idea what God wants them to do and they're very frustrated.
他们那时候可能不知道上帝真的要他们干什么，他们非常的沮丧。
They're probably thinking about going home and giving up.
他们可能会想说放弃吧，回家算了。
Because they've reached a dead end.
因为他们好像走到了尽头。
Verse 8. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas.
第八节，他们就越过美西亚下到特洛亚。
We don't know exactly what's going through their minds, but we do know that they decide to stay that night, stay the night there.
我们不知道他们当时心里面是在想什么，但是我们知道他们在那里过了夜。
And in the night, Paul gets a little bit of a glimpse into why God had closed those doors in the first place.
在那一晚上，保罗对上帝 为什么关闭那些门有了 一点点的窥见。
Paul finds out why God is so sovereign in closing some doors.
保罗看见上帝的全能，为什么上帝关闭了那一些的门。
Let's read verse 9.
那我们来读第九节。
Why does God close doors sometimes?
之前我们想一想，为什么上帝有时会关闭一些门呢？
Why does God sometimes deny us opportunities that we want?
为什么上帝会拿走一些我们非常想要的机会呢？
Verse 9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Verse 10. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
第九、第十节说，在夜间有异象向保现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
God sometimes closes doors because he has something better in mind for us.
上帝有时候关闭机会的门，因为他有更好的预备给我们。
For Paul and his companions, God closed those doors to Asia Minor and Bithynia because God wanted them to go to Macedonia.
对保罗和他的同伴来说，上帝关闭了去小亚细亚和比推尼的门，是因为要他们去马其顿。
God led them on a very, very long journey, going west, denied to the south, denied to the north, and they finally brought them to Troas.
上帝带他们走了很长很长的路，关闭了去南边小亚细亚的门，向北边的比推尼的门，最后带到他们到特洛亚。
Now a little bit of background about Macedonia. Macedonia was in Europe. In order to get to Macedonia, they needed to get on a boat.
再讲一下那个马其顿的背景。马其顿是在欧洲，如果他们要去到那里，他们必须坐船。
So God had denied them the south. God had denied them to the north, and they kept going, and they got to what they thought was a dead end in Troas.
上帝阻止他们向南向北，最后带到了特洛亚，他们以为是尽头了。
Because God's plan was for them to get on a boat and go further west.
因为上帝的计划是要带他们上船，继续向西。
Their adventure was just beginning.
他们的探险才刚刚开始。
The man of Macedonia says, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Macedonia had never heard the gospel before.
马其顿的人说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。马其顿的人从来也没有听过福音。
And because they went to Macedonia, they started to preach the gospel.
当他们去到马其顿，他们就开始传福音给那里的人听。
Doors started to fly open everywhere.
那时候，机会的门到处都打开了。
They started to plant churches in places like Philippi, Corinth, Thessalonica.
他们开始建立教会在腓立比，在哥林多和帖撒罗尼加。
And that's why we have those biblical books of Philippians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
这就是我们为什么会有了腓立比书、哥林多前后书、帖撒罗尼加前后书。
Those people would have never heard the gospel if God hadn't closed those doors and led them that way.
那里的人可能不会很快地听到福音，如果不是上帝关闭了保罗他们向南向北的门。
You know, some of your favorite Bible verses are probably in those books, right?
你们中间有些人的最喜欢的经文可能就在腓立比书。
God's best place for them was in Macedonia.
上帝为他们预备最好的地方就是在马其顿。
God closes doors because he had a better place in mind for them.
上帝关闭了那些门，是因为在上帝的心意中有一个更好的地方给他们预备。
You know, that doesn't convince you that God's best place for them was Macedonia. I want you to consider this.
如果你不觉得上帝给他们预备的马其顿是最好的地方，那我希望你们想一想这样。
My dad first heard the gospel when he was in Hong Kong.
我的父亲最早是在香港听到了福音。
Because the gospel was brought to China, to Asia, and everywhere that in that direction.
福音传到亚洲是从欧洲开始的。
There was a man who really started to open up missions to Asia.
有一个人他实在是将福音传向亚洲的先驱。
His name was Hudson Taylor.
他的名字是戴德生。
And you know where he was from?
你知道他是哪里的人吗？
He was from Europe.
他是欧洲的人。
If Paul and his companions didn't make it all the way out to Europe with the gospel, then I wouldn't be standing here, I wouldn't be a believer right now.
如果保罗和他的同伴没有去到欧洲传福音的话，可能我就不会是一个基督徒站在这里。
And I suspect it's the same way for many of us in this room.
我想可能对我们中间的许多人也是这样。
Because the gospel made it to Europe.
因为福音传到了欧洲。
I should be thanking God every day that God closed those doors to Asia and Bithynia.
我应该感谢上帝把通向小亚细亚和比推尼的门关掉。
When God closes doors, it's because he has something better in mind.
当上帝关掉那些门的时候，是因为他在他的心意中有更好的地方。
Let's say that you were that person who really wanted that job.
我们假设你就是那个实在想要得到那个升迁职位的那个人。
God closed that door because he had something better in mind for you.
上帝关掉那个门是因为他有一个更好的计划为你。
Maybe he wanted you to continue working at a job that you don't like because he wants you to encourage people who are working at jobs they don't like.
也许上帝要你继续留在一个你不喜欢的职位上继续工作，可能是要你去鼓励那些和你一样境遇的人。
And you can serve him in his kingdom that way.
你可以通过这样来在他的国度里面侍奉。
Or maybe God has a better job for you that will be even better for you and for his kingdom.
也许上帝有一个更好的工作对你对他的国度。
To that person who really wanted to marry that other person and that and you broke up and you didn't have that opportunity anymore.
或者就是那一个与人家分手的那一个人。
God closed that door because he has something better in mind for you.
上帝关掉了的门，可能他有一个为你预备了一个更好的人。
Maybe God wanted you to stay single because he knows that you will be a better servant for him if you're single.
也许上帝要你是单身，这样你可以更好的来侍奉他。
Or maybe, just maybe, God has somebody better in mind for you.
也许上帝有一个更好的人选。
Maybe somebody that you would be even better matched for, and that would be better for God's kingdom overall.
也许那一个人对你更合适，你也更合适那个人。
Some of you who are
对上帝的国更好。
Some of you who are married probably know what I'm talking about.
在你们中间有些已经结婚的人可能知道我在说什么。
That maybe the person that you're married to is not the first person you were dating when you were younger, right?
你们结婚的配偶可能不是的初恋。
I hope that you can thank God now that you broke up the other person earlier.
我希望你可能现在对上帝充满感激你和第一个人分手了。
You know, I was the person who didn't get into that.Into Stanford.
你知道我就是那个没有进到斯坦福大学的。
Or actually, more accurately, I didn't get into an Ivy League school that I really, really wanted to go to.
实际上我是没有进到一个常青藤学校，那个学校是我非常非常想去的。
But God led me to another school, and because God led me to another school, in that experience, He called me to full-time ministry.
上帝把我带去另外一个学校，就在那里上帝呼召我成为一个全职的 服侍他的人。
Never in my wildest dreams would I end up in Texas.
在我最不可想象的梦中的理想中，我也不会想到我会来到了德州。
But I'm standing here because God closed doors in my life.
我站在这里是因为上帝关闭了许多的门。
And I'm very grateful that He did.
我非常感激他这样做。
When God closes doors, it's because He has something better in mind for you.
当上帝关闭许多门的时候，因为上帝有更好的计划。
God has something better in mind for Paul and his companions, and God has something better in mind for you when He closes doors in your life.
上帝为保罗和他的同伴有更好的预备。同样在你的生活中，当上帝关闭门的时候，他也为你有更好的预备。
I know it's frustrating, and I know it makes you angry, and I know that you're wondering even if God loves you anymore.
我可以理解，你的沮丧和失望，甚至会怀疑上帝是不是还爱你。
And you might never find out why God closed that door.
可能你永远不会知道上帝为什么关闭那扇门。
Will you trust that God has His best in mind for you and for His kingdom?
那你会相信上帝为你和为他的国度有更好的预备吗？
Romans 12:2 says, God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect.
在罗马书十二章二节说，上帝的旨意是美好良善纯全的。
And a long time ago, I heard a pastor say that whenever God reveals His will to you, it's because He's inviting you to participate.
曾经有人说，当上帝把他的计划心意向你启示的时候，他在邀请你参加他的工作。
And it's our privilege to participate in God's good, pleasing, and perfect will.
这是我们的荣幸，可以参与上帝美好、纯全、良善的旨意。
Will you pray with me this afternoon?
请和我一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for closing those doors. For Paul and his companions going to Asia and going to Bithynia, because they brought the gospel to Europe, where we were able to find out the gospel too. Because somebody from Europe brought the gospel to Asia, brought the gospel to the U.S., and we are believers, many of us in this room, because you closed those doors. And so, Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to give us peace in our hearts whenever these things happen, and whenever you close doors in our lives. Because we know that you have something better in mind for us. Thank you so much for this message and for watching over us this afternoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.